pro football fans, the last Monday night game is here as Cincinnati is on the road at Denver. Give yourself a great holiday gift and get game-changing information on this matchup from Elliott Stern International. They're the most experienced information-gathering organization around. The last four free selections were all winners, and tonight's game will be number five. Don't wait. Call 1-800-300-8685 now. You don't know we'll come out victorious, but they do. There's no obligation and no cost. Just call 1-800-300-8685. That's 1-800-300-8685. Elliott Stern knows everything. Coaches' tendencies, past results, injuries, actives, and much more. Let them prove to you how strong their football information is at no charge. Cincinnati versus Denver. Vital information is yours at no charge by calling Elliott Stern at 1-800-300-8685. That's 1-800-300-8685. Or visit their website at ElliottSternInternational.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Zero down.
We are Chicago's home for Bears fans. So for all the latest on the Bears, keep it here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Despite a losing record this season, Bears head coach John Fox has been pretty satisfied with the play of his core of running backs this year.
We had a stable of them there for this season. The names have changed, but all in all, we're pretty comfortable with all three of them that were active for the game yesterday. And I think Kadeem's showed he proved worthy.
As the Bears move forward, Jeremy Langford and Kadeem Carey figure to return next season. Only the future of Matt Forte is uncertain. The Bears will complete their season against the Lions Sunday at Soldier Field. On the injury front, Fox said Eddie Goldman's ankle injury probably won't need surgery. We'll have Monday Night Football on the Score tonight. You'll want to listen in. Bengals and Broncos in the broadcast at 6:45. Bulls will be at home tonight against the Toronto Raptors. Joakim Noah did participate in shoot-around today, though is still going to miss some time due to that shoulder injury. The Blackhawks won't play tonight, but they will tomorrow in Arizona. The Hawks recall defenseman Eric Gustafson from Rockford and Marcus Kruger placed on injured reserve. The college basketball top nine have remained unchanged. The top five as of now in the Associated Press: Michigan State, Kansas, Oklahoma, Maryland, and Virginia. Football: Ohio State quarterback Ezekiel Elliott cited for driving with a suspended license. He was in a car crash yesterday. Nobody seriously hurt, but he is not expected to miss the Fiesta Bowl. Right now at the Military Bowl, actually it's over now, Navy defeated Pitt by a score of 44-28. In the second quarter at the Quick Lane Bowl, it's Minnesota 10, Central Michigan 7. Get set to ring in the new year with extra savings when you shop Jewel Osco using MyMix on December 28th through the 31st. You'll automatically get a $5 off $50 MyMax coupon, good from January 2nd through January 5th. 670 weather: rain continues overnight and a low of 35, cloudy tomorrow with a high of 37. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Pauley Acura. Visit Pauley Acura in Highland Park for hassle-free sales and service.
Boars and Bernstein.
Alshon Jeffries.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I had an earlier caller ask about, who are they going to use the franchise tag? You don't have to use a franchise tag.
No.
It's just something you can use if you want to use it. And Alshon Jeffrey might be that guy if you just want to say, look, it's another year. Play football.
Well, that helps you determine whether the guy's part of your long-term future, if indeed he can get out on the field. That's helpful. Not always, but sometimes it's helpful. Hey, I have this breaking news here, Dan. This is from Sports Illustrated. They tweeted out that the New York Times have reportedly, and that's plural, have reportedly traded for Cincinnati Reds all-star closer Aroldis Chapman.
Well, in a time of consolidation in the newspaper industry when they aren't giving out a lot of big money contracts for writers.
That's a big salary to take on. And I guess my question would be, how exactly would they use him
Well, Harvey Ereton's not going to be happy. William Roden, not going to be happy.
How would they be using him? And, you know, will he be suspended? Will he miss some portion?
If he's getting out of baseball to write columns, it probably just maybe he's writing on the thaw in Cuban-American relations. And because they feel that now there's going to be a new openness, a detente, a glasnost, if you will. Now that there's going to be greater opportunity to perhaps expand into the Cuban market.
Is that something you can write 4 days a week?
I don't know. You're the newspaper guy. I'm just guessing. So
if they were willing to pay me, I'd find a way, but...
Did Sports Illustrated actually write that, or are they quoting...
No, that's a Sports Illustrated tweet.
That they said the New York Times
have reportedly traded for Cincinnati Reds all-star closer Aroldis Chapman.
That's an interesting thing. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score, and it's Bears Monday. So we take all kinds of calls from people about... things. And I wanted to ask about Meadowlark Lemon.
Yeah, I'm starting.
All I know is he was a Globetrotter and now he's dead.
Yeah, I remember the bucket of confetti. You know, that's really all I remember.
It's great when you're a little kid. And that's why when I was a little kid, we would watch the Globetrotters on TV and we would watch, there was a variety show in the mornings, I think, called the Harlem Globetrotter popcorn machine. Does that ring a bell?
No.
It doesn't?
No. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't remember it.
I think that's what it was. The Harlem Globetrotter popcorn machine.
And what did they do?
It was weird. It was... Let me look it up. All right. Here's the Wikipedia says, yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters popcorn machine is a Saturday morning variety show featuring players for the basketball team, the Harlem Globetrotters, singing, dancing, and performing comedy sketches. It was broadcast in 1974. It featured Avery Schreiber as Mr. Evil. Avery Schreiber, who was also in the famous Doritos commercials. And it featured Rodney Allen Rippey as himself.
Oh, dear God.
He was a kid who sang. And they had adventures. They didn't play basketball at all. I mean, occasionally they'd dribble around, or they're like, there'd be a basketball.
What does the popcorn have to do
with it? I don't know. I just remember I was five. Like you say, you got to be five. It was 1974. I was five. And I would watch it.
Okay.
And then there was a cartoon with them also, and the voice of Meadowlark Lemon was provided by Scatman Crothers.
He couldn't do the cartoon himself?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted a bigger name.
Well, but it's a cartoon. They don't know who the voice is behind the cartoon.
I don't know why Meadowlark Lemon didn't do his own voice on that show.
Well, you should know. You're an expert on this. You seem to know more about it than anybody else.
No, it was Scatman Crothers who did the voice of Meadowlark Lemon and not the actual Meadowlark Lemon.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Tony in Villa Park, you're on The Score. Hi, Tony.
Hi. I was one of the people who did watch the game. And I was watching...
Are you sure?
Make sure that's true.
Yes, I saw the whole thing.
Okay.
And
why?
Why? Just, I'm addicted to the Bears.
Okay. Did you bet on the game?
Nope, never do.
And you watched the whole thing?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's an acquired madness. So, one thing I noticed, the new center, he has this habit of lifting his head just before he does the shotgun snap.
When you say new center, do you mean Hronis Grassou before he got hurt?
Yes,
because he was replaced by Matt Slauson.
He also has an annoying habit of getting beat a lot.
Yeah, I'm not worried about his head thing, but I'm worried about the fact that there's usually somebody pushing him backwards.
Well, that's part of his problem. He tips the snap, and the other guys beat him to the draw.
I'm not sure that's the case. I think if the Bears thought that were the case, they would tell him to stop doing it.
Well, okay, I hope so.
I mean, they've got the same thing.
Thank you, Tony.
If there were something that clear, they would tell him to stop. It really isn't a secret with some of these calls. You know, he says, hurry, hurry, set, hut. I mean, these aren't tough snaps. He's not doing hard counts.
I do know this. The five previous games, after he returned to the lineup and replaced Matt Slauson, and Slauson went back to guard, the offense went downhill. I mean, there was a big difference. Matt Slauson was playing the position really well, and probably more importantly, the calls were getting out all the way to the tackles. And that was a problem during these, when they lost 4 out of 5, that was definitely a problem. The players really like Slauson as a center. And I'm sure that's not the plan going forward. I'm sure And I understand why the Bears were playing the kid, because they wanted to find out what he could do, get him his reps, and hope that he's the center of the future. I could just tell you that the offense wasn't nearly as good.
Mary is in Plainfield, and she's on the score. What's up, Mary?
Hi. It's a treat to talk to you guys. I'm traveling in this slop right now, so I thought I'd give you a call. please, Dan, first of all, I wanted to say, please stay abrasive.
I don't have a choice.
I don't get to do what you get to do with your callers during the day of my job, so I take great pleasure in you being abrasive with them, because I would be the same here. But I did watch the game, too. The only thing that really stood out in my mind, and I only watched it because I'm going to miss football so much when it's off, and I'm just trying to absorb as much as I can now, is that I'm still so relieved that we have John Fox instead of Lovie. When I see Lovie on the sideline, and he just doesn't get fired up at all, and that's part of why I like John Fox, is that he does get fired up.
But you know that doesn't necessarily make one a better coach. If you just like, if you like to see it because you like to see it, as long as you understand that that's just you're projecting feelings onto that, it doesn't necessarily mean that one is a better or worse coach because they're gesticulating.
I know. I agree with you. But it just, and you're right, I'm projecting. But to me, it just seems like John Fox is more the type of coach that the players would relate to, just because of his manner on the sideline. And you're right.
The players love Lovie Smith. The players adore Lovie Smith.
I know. But I don't know. Something just went bad at a certain point, and they, I don't know if they stopped loving him or they just stopped playing, though. Or
they're playing okay. It was time. It's one of these things where you know it when it's time, and it was time.
You were very polite to Mary. You weren't abrasive at all.
Oh, I wasn't abrasive enough for your taste?
Well, no, I just wonder if that had been a guy, would you have been more you and not as polite as you just were?
Maybe. I like to think that I'm equal opportunity.
Okay.
But I don't
just
know.
Something to consider.
I don't know. We'll wait till we find the next idiot. Northside Mike, you're on the score.
Boy, what a great introduction. I've got two questions for you. One's a Bear one, one's a White Sox one. What position do the Bears not need help in the draft at? That should be an easy one. And who will be the White Sox fourth and fifth starters this year?
What are they not? Well, they're probably not going to look for a running back, because it looks like they have two young running backs. And
well, they're not. They might look for another running back somewhere, because they're going to need a guy who can play the position and play special teams.
The White Sox.
They don't need a quarterback. That's the one thing they do not need.
Right.
Other positions.
Everything else they need.
Pretty much. You can pretty much go around the field and find they need everything.
Everything else they need. Now,
the question will be, I mean, they wouldn't need a tight end if they kept Martellus
Bennett.
They're
not keeping Martellus.
But they're not going to.
Right.
So basically, yeah, pretty much everything. As for the White Sox, your fourth and fifth are John Danks and probably Johnson at this point.
So Fulmer's not ready, or they're going to wait on him?
Depends on whether they could conceivably move John Danks, which would seem to be a difficult move at this point.
Who would want John
Danks? If you pay a lot of that, he could be a fifth starter somewhere.
A bad one?
Yes.
Yeah, and all this love for everybody saying Eric Johnson is a different guy now.
Whether that's true or not, the fact is that's who's there. That's what's there right now. But this is months before spring training, or at least, we're weeks before spring training.
Email from Shane who says, Dan, I know the Globetrotters solved at least two mysteries with the Scooby-Doo gang. They did, but that was a different show. It was called the New Scooby-Doo Movies, as I look it up. But they had their own cartoon show also, the Harlem Globetrotters, and they spin off called the Super Globetrotters, where they had superpowers. And then they also had crossovers with Scooby-Doo. I don't know why you want them to help solve your mysteries. What are they going to do? Throw confetti on guys?
Well, I'm really interested to know what popcorn had to do with any of it.
I don't know. I don't remember. I was five. They called it the popcorn machine.
Tony on Twitter wants to know, Joakim Noah or Meadowlark today to start your team, to build your team around?
Well, you know, it was funny. Before the show, I was talking about this with Jason in the hallway. The Bulls offense is way better with Joakim Noah hurt. It just is. Their spacing is better. The ball movement's better. And guys have better defensive matchups because Noah's not bringing an extra defender over to somebody. It's all he does. Because he can't do anything on his own, so he tries to be a screen and roll guy, and all he's doing is clogging everything up by bringing over a defender who doesn't have to guard him.
That business with the shoulder sprain, by the way, is nonsense. When your shoulder dislocates, you tear your labrum. So there's, you know, they were talking about 2 weeks. It's just going to dislocate again, and then he's going to tear it worse, and then your surgery becomes more complicated.
Yeah, once you're down that road, there's no solidifying anything. You get guys with the trick shoulders that keep popping out and in and out. And
if you scope it right away after the first time, then you can fix it and tighten it up, and you'll probably be okay. The longer you wait, the more damage you do, and it's just going to happen again and again.
And a note from Ramblin' Grimace, who says, Schmutzy made that point about Hronas Grasu's head bob a month ago. Well, I don't think that the Bears' snap count of the Adam Gase offense is not a secret. They don't try to trick people with the snap count. If you listen to his cadence, he sets it up, they get everybody set, they talk to each other, they point, and then it's a set hut. It's not a difficult. There's no skullduggery going on with their snap count.
Certainly, I mean, well, Jay draws guys once in a while, but it's not like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady.
Even Aaron Rodgers has a rhythm, like green 18, green 18.
He's pretty good at drawing guys off.
But the Bears don't do that. They're not trying to fool people with when they snap the ball. So I don't think it matters. And you're still allowed to block people. Chris is on the score. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Okay.
Very good. Well, I'm good. Dan really doesn't have feelings along those lines.
I just am.
He's just.
I've been reading your columns in the Daily Herald since I was old enough to watch Scooby Doo with Meadowlark Lemon and the rest of the Globetrotters.
Yeah, because you're old.
But anyway, I wanted to weigh in real quickly. I'm a bit of a music junkie, and I wanted to weigh in on the Goldberg Variations.
Yes.
The Blackhawks.
Yes.
One of the reasons that piece is so innovative and so unique, I took a class on this in college, was the use of the really fine legato parts. And originally it was written for the harpsichord, which was not a particularly legato instrument, which is one of the things that made it so crazy.
Huh.
And obviously hockey is a very legato sport. You know, a lot of passing, a lot of kind of sliding back and forth, essentially. Probably one of the reasons that the two complemented themselves so well. You know, maybe come spring, if you're watching a Cubs game or, God forbid, a White Sox game, I'd recommend watching it with Vivaldi's Four Seasons, the string movement.
That I know. I know it well. That's very cool. Because so you're saying the flowing nature of hockey because there aren't a lot of breaks in hockey. It's movement, 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 which would be the principle of legato you're talking about in the Bach piece.
Exactly. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. That's very interesting. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. No problem. Have a good one, guys.
But Vivaldi with baseball, wouldn't that lend itself to napping then?
Well,
I mean, because baseball kind of does anyway.
No, but spring is pretty jumpy. Dun, 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 right? Dun, 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 bum, 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 bum. Okay, I think
yeah, but for White Sox games, you should go with Box Come Sweet Death.
Or O Fortuna, right? Yeah, what would pair well with White Sox? Some sort of industrial drone. Maybe Gregorian chanting.
And large amounts of alcohol.
that goes without saying. In all of the Quad Cities, apparently, it's John. He's on the score.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, John.
Hey, with Adam Gase getting all these supposed offers next year to be a head coach, more likely it'll be a crappy team. Do you think he'll try to bring Cutler along with him?
Cutler's under contract.
Well, with a trade. Draft picks, and would the Bears do that if that was a possibility?
No.
Jay Cutler's not going anywhere.
A coach can't just bring another team's quarterback with him. Hey, Jay, look, they won't notice. Just come on. I got a job somewhere else. Come on.
Stuff him in his suitcase.
Right, just come with me, and you'll just be here now.
Now it's a Bears Monday.
It's the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now, you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Yep, Belichick is a genius. I'm not even being sarcastic. I think Belichick could solve global warming if you gave him enough game film and the climate rulebook. But the decision to kick yesterday in overtime was ridiculous. Now, I remember this one other time the coach did that. Another coach did that. And the opponent came right down the field and scored. And we laughed and joked. And the guy got fired for it, and we called it one of the dumbest decisions ever. His name was Marty Morningwig, and now Bill has 4 more Super Bowl titles than Marty, 6 more if you include his New York Giants defensive coordinator days, but it's the same dumb decision. And it says something about Belichick's lack of trust in his offense and offensive line right now. A bad decision, but maybe also a little crack in the armor for the Patriots' potential playoff run. I'm D.A.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Pro football fans, the last Monday night game is here as Cincinnati is on the road at Denver. Give yourself a great holiday gift and get game-changing information on this matchup from Elliott Stern International. They're the most experienced information-gathering organization around. The last 4 free selections were all winners, and tonight's game will be number 5. Don't wait. Call 1-800-300-8685 now. You don't know who'll come out victorious, but they do. There's no obligation and no cost. Just call 1-800-300-8685. That's 1-800-300-8685. Elliott Stern knows everything. Coaches' tendencies, past results, injuries, actives, and much more. Let them prove to you how strong their football information is at no charge. Cincinnati versus Denver. Vital information is yours at no charge by calling Elliott Stern at 1-800-300-8685. That's 1-800-300-8685. Or visit their website at ElliottSternInternational.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max, I'll be your waitress, because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken, but what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You were just talking about Joakim Noah. There's a tweet here from Vincent Goodwill of Comcast Sportsnet. It says, Noah will be reevaluated next week. He was shooting around at shoot-around this morning. Well, it's a good place for it. He will be reevaluated, but that injury... When they say there was a slight tear, it just, next time he ends up tangled up with somebody, is popping out again.
Yeah. I mean, he's a big man, carries a lot of weight. And the way he was extended wasn't even that bad. It's just because he's so big and he carries so much force that it popped out. And each time it pops out, the next time it's just a little easier for it to pop out. Until the point where you start fracturing off parts of your socket, and then it's just... It's pretty much over at that point.
This is Lisa, and she's in Evanston on The Score.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Lisa.
I can't believe that I'm calling about this. I have nothing to say about
this. This is a good time to reevaluate whether that was a good idea.
What you were humming there, Dan, was I'm pretty sure it's Mozart's Little Night Music.
Is that what is it? Eine kleine Nacht Music?
Yes. The springtime. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do Talk to you later.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm glad you called. You're right. Yeah,
that was our best Bears call today.
Yeah, that was Eine kleine Nacht Music. Right. Okay.
That was the best observation of yesterday's Bears game to this point.
I agree. John in Shorewood. We can always count on him for something not stupid. We hope.
We'll
he's raised the bar, John.
Oh, God, I know. Before I make a quick Bears point, Dan, did JJ get it right?
Did JJ get it right?
Star Wars. Did he get it right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. If he made it for his 11-year-old self, it was a wise choice.
Right. Well, he had a lot to accomplish in that movie. You know, he had to, like, introduce new characters, reintroduce the old characters, and set it up for more stories to be told and make you forget about the awful prequel. So he had a lot to accomplish, and I think he did it.
I do, too. I think... really, it was largely success by avoidance of failure. That he did, he didn't do anything poorly that left you jarred, like a missed note where you just said, "Ah, if only for that character, only for that plot point," you were able, by the end of the movie, all of a sudden you realize you've just been smiling for the last 2 hours, and you walk out of there feeling good again.
And it's even, I mean, my Star Wars geek is going to come out, but it's even better the second time, because you pick up on stuff you didn't pick. I watched it with such anxiety the first time, I just wasn't really there like I needed to be.
Right.
But the second time, I enjoyed it much more, especially the Kylo Ren performance. I thought he was brilliant. So anyway, I had a thought about Matt Forte. I heard in an interview he did when he was out about a month ago, when he was out for a game or two, and I got the feeling that maybe at this stage of his career, this is a guy that doesn't mind sharing the workload. And, you know, if the Bears make him an offer that he thinks he can live with, and he knows that, you know, he'll be sharing carries, I think at this stage of his career, he might welcome that, because I'm guessing if he goes anywhere else, it's probably going to be to a team that thinks they can maybe win now, who might want him to be a workhorse. And I got the feeling in that interview that that's not where he is at this stage of his career. He doesn't mind sharing carrots and stuff. So just an observation I have.
You know, I'd be cool with that.
If I thought he would accept that, then that would be great. Because, I mean, they have the money. The money isn't the problem. The money, it is a problem to the extent to which he's going to want a big contract. If he does, it's just not going to work here. If he's willing to come here for a small amount of money, small amount of years, and is willing to share the load and isn't going to be upset about the number of carries he gets or the situations in which he gets them, then that would be great. I mean, they could use him. They could absolutely use him.
I wonder how they look at it, though, because you know how certain teams are politically. And you talk about how the deference that he has. And I know he's a good teammate. But generally, the one thing that coaches...
He's a big presence
exactly
in that locker
exactly
room.
And this is a team that cares about stuff like that. That's why Martellus is going to be gone. That's why immediately they'd even want to have any dealing whatsoever with Brandon Marshall. And it was part of the reason why they explored trading Jay Cutler, because they weren't sure. This they're very sensitive to that, to a guy with that kind of locker room gravity. So I'm wondering if they see him completely as, and Robbie Gould is another one too, where that's part of the evaluation. So sometimes there are general managers, there are coaches, and I don't know what they're talking about internally. I haven't dug in any of this stuff. But there are some who believe in the value of their guys, fresh starts, and guys completely under the coach's control.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Bears were able to finish in Tampa yesterday, getting them win number 6 with 1 to play. Coach John Fox says his team has done well this season despite injuries pretty much all year.
You know, we don't have a big margin for error, but the guys have competed. They've played as a football team. I think when we've had that little stinger, that little edge, those have been games we've won.
As for Eddie Goldman's ankle injury, likely is not going to need surgery. The Bears season finale Sunday against Detroit at Soldier Field. We've got NFL on the score tonight, Monday Night Football, Bengals and Broncos, the broadcast at 6:45. The Bulls are at home tonight against Toronto following a loss Saturday in Dallas. Baseball, the Reds have traded Aroldis Chapman to the Yankees. They get 4 prospects in return. College basketball AP Top 25 is out, remaining unchanged, 1 through 9. Michigan State, Kansas, Oklahoma, Maryland, and Virginia are your top 5. College football today at the Military Bowl, Navy beat Pitt 44-28. And at the half at the Quick Lane Bowl, it's Minnesota up 10-7 on Central Michigan. Looking to get big taste for a little cash? We'll try Taco Bell's Crunchwrap Sliders. 4 big, bold flavors like new Sriracha Chicken or Beefy Cheddar, all for just $1 each. Only at Taco Bell. At participating locations for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
Wow, the radio home for Cubs baseball. That's pretty cool. Did you hear that, Barry?
I heard that.
Cubs
I'm aware
games,
of that.
Cubs I games did, are going to be right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know how I know that? Because on Christmas Day, I did updates all day. You should hear my updates,
You
too.
Did?
Yeah. You should. My updates are outstanding.
I saw George walking out today. So were you that good? Were you at an Offman-esque level?
I just made up stuff.
Okay.
Because there's nothing else going on Christmas Day. There's, you know, the basketball games, and that's it. So I just made up stuff. Sometimes we did updates from previous years.
And speaking of that, Rudy says, let the record show, the only radio I did catch was Barry on the holiday, just to keep the tradition of giving him crap for the Ed Farmer column going for another year.
I was asking.
I consider that my civic duty.
He did. Rudy tweeted me. And because I was asking for suggestions on things to include in the update. And I did provide an update on Ed Farmer, that Ed Farmer was still alive. But I don't know that. I just said it.
But it'd be awful to be wrong about that.
What difference really, you know, would it make?
In Highland Park, here is Fish. He is on the score.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just referencing the previous caller. It's not Mozart that Dan was humming, but it's from Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Well, no, she corrected me. The Four Seasons is da 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 da.
But she
was getting me because I initially thought it was Four Seasons, and it wasn't. It was Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht music.
Aha, uh-huh, gotcha.
So she was right.
Thanks, guys.
She was correcting me.
Okay,
thank you, Fish.
Okay.
We did a 1985 update.
Bears!
Bears.
Was it Bears? Was it the
Cubs?
The White Sox winning 85 games, or the rookie Ozzie Guillen?
Tom Seaver winning his 300th that year and being crabby about it. Just being crabby in general.
He was crabby about winning his 300th?
He was crabby the whole time. He hated being here. He didn't want to be here.
Well, then retire.
Cubs losing all five starters in their rotation after being in first place in June, lost all five starters.
What do you mean? They just lost them?
Well, Rick saw...
Like in an airport?
Almost. I mean, Steve Trout fell off his bike.
Well, that came by that, honestly. I think he was voted most likely to fall off his bike. Would have fallen off something else. If it wasn't his bike, it would have been a stool.
He was going to succumb to some sort of injury.
He was going to fall off of something. Give him the William Holden Memorial drinking helmet.
The Hawks were losing to...
Nobody gets that reference.
No.
Nobody.
No.
Look up how he died.
The Hawks would go to the conference finals against the Oilers every year and then lose because they didn't have a goalie. The Bulls were without Michael. Michael hurt his foot that year, right? The winter of 85,
that
86?
Was one of my favorite Bulls years because that's when they brought in the parade of washed-up former scorers. Remember? That's when Gervin was there.
Oh,
remember when Jordan goes out, they call up Mike Holton from the CBA, and then it was just like, it was Gene Banks. It was Gervin. I want to say Quentin Daly was still on that team, right? And that's when they had Mike Brown with the rebound. That was a fun Bulls team because they were bad and fun. And I remember listening to Jim Durham call those games after Jordan's injury, and you never knew who was going to decide to take all the shots.
Oh my goodness!
What?
Among the players who played for the Bulls that year,
yes,
Gene Banks.
Yeah.
Let's see, Ronnie Brewer.
No, it was Ronnie Brewer's dad, right? Ron Brewer.
Ron Brewer.
Yeah.
Quentin Daly, George Gervin, Sidney Green, Rod Higgins.
Josh Fegley.
No, Josh Fegley was not there. Billy McKinney.
Yep.
Oh, Juwan Oldham.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's Terry's guy.
Mike Smrek.
Leandro Barbarossa.
No. And, of course, Orlando Woolridge.
But he was very happy to see that he was going to get more shooting opportunities when Jordan was done.
Oh, Brian Anderson.
No.
What was their record?
The Bulls.
Because remember, they squeaked into the playoffs. That was the year they played the Celtics, right?
Yes.
And he came back and they lost this and he scored 60.
31-51.
But a playoff team, nonetheless. And then he put it on Larry Bird, and Larry Bird said that wasn't Michael Jordan. That was God disguised as Michael Jordan. Remember that?
Yes. But they were swept nonetheless, right?
Yeah, well, they swept
in that series.
They had one guy. I mean, what do you want him to do? Pass it to Sidney Green?
Yeah, the 63 was a 135-131 loss in double overtime. So that was one of the updates. Yeah, my updates were fantastic. We did weather. Mark Jolliffe would go to the window and look out the window and see what the weather was like. And then he would look outside and see what the traffic was like. We also did the markets. The markets were flat. On Friday, surprising.
Because they were closed.
Yeah, right? But okay. Nevertheless.
They remained flat.
I felt it worth doing a market update.
That sounds like fun. I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah. Oh, we had a blast.
Joe Greedy.
I like a nice absurd show every once in a while.
Oh, the entire day.
When you're certain nobody's listening.
It's Christmas Day. If that's not a day, you do whatever you want to do. This Friday, I'll be in with Dan Durkin, New Year's Day, from 11 to 4. I'm sure we'll do a lot of pro football, a lot of college football, but there will be more nonsense. There will be lots of nonsense.
I don't know that I've heard Durkin do absurdist radio before.
He's going to have to.
Okay.
He's going to have to.
That's really not his thing. He's sort of a, you know.
As I said to Bruce Levine before the show that day, we are not going to have one serious conversation about anything today.
Well, that's a good day.
And we came pretty close to it. We got into some Cubs and White Sox, but otherwise it was pretty much nonsense.
He's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein. And we will say Terry's favorite words in show business in just a moment as we get you ready for Lawrence Holmes, who is going to be on for 45 minutes before tossing it to the Bengals at the Broncos Monday Night Football on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt. I'm gonna find you,
I'm gonna catch you. But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
For more,
this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. Look who's here.
Meow, meow.
Lawrence Holmes, hello.
Hello, men.
What's up, Lawrence?
What have you two been up to today?
Well, nothing.
Well, first we took a bunch of calls and nobody had any thought about the Bears game until later, and then everybody had the same bad thoughts about the Bears game. Yeah.
Got a lot of Meadowlark Lemon calls.
Hey, it makes a lot of sense, and considering his role of the history of the game and the African-American and just in America. I mean, Meadowlark Lemon was a... I think a lot of people get caught up on the clown part of the clown prince of basketball, but that dude could play.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
For whom?
People who played against him, like greats in the game that have played against him.
But he never competed.
Or with him.
But he never competed.
The Globetrotters did compete initially. It wasn't just a clown show. They were actually going out and playing games at first.
I've been looking at this, and he started in 1955.
Mm-hmm. 83.
It's on Wikipedia, Lawrence. So,
but it doesn't say if he was any good.
Dan, I would suggest that you read the New York Times story on Meadowlark Lemon today.
I mean, I don't. I wouldn't know because I just know him as a cartoon.
Right. You know him with Scooby-Doo and on the island with Gilligan and all of that stuff.
He was on the island with Gilligan.
They did
too?
A basketball game on Gilligan's Island.
And Gilligan couldn't go with them?
That was the best part of all the guests that ended up on the island. All the guests left, and then Gilligan and the people never got away.
Not one time.
Not one.
It wasn't like the now dated scene in Airplane where they introduced basketball to the natives.
No, it was not.
They took to it rather quickly.
We started with rudimentary games and skills. They took them, but yeah, it's.
I think there's a sweet Georgia Brown moment in Airplane, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, but you should read the New York Times obituary okay, they did on Meadowlark Lemon. I think it'll clear some things up for you, and the importance of the Globetrotters as a barnstorming group, and how they kind of brought basketball around not just the country but the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys were playing in front of the Pope. They were playing in front of Khrushchev. I mean, it's there's a lot of history there and a lot of history tied to this city, even though it's the Harlem.
But they started here. Yeah.
And correct. then Dennis Rodman took a team to North Korea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Boy, that was bad.
Not good at all.
That's bad.
So what else you guys been up to? Because the Bears thing, like I threw it out yesterday. I was like, I threw it out to Twitter. So are we doing this? Like,
yeah,
are we really watching this Bears game today? And most people were like, no, not really.
I don't feel like many people did.
I think it was on, and there's a difference. The game was on.
Like
it was on in the
game.
Background. Right. Like, yesterday was a day to kind of clean up or get ready for the week and have it on as background. You didn't have to kind of... You're not sitting there wondering if John Timu is a player or whatever. If you,
yeah,
you're out there...
love him.
That's enough. That's enough.
Lawrence,
that's enough.
Lawrence,
he's the flavor
that's
of the
at least the sixth or seventh guy this year that was the guy. The guy. This is the guy. This is going to...
The guy for what? The guy that with the $70 million of money that the Bears have available to spend in the offseason is going to be cut or a backup. That's who he is.
Remember when it was Christian Jones? About 3 months ago, it was Christian Jones.
And then Anderson and...
Yep.
And at least one person on Twitter got my reference to the William Holden Memorial drinking helmet. Because according to the L.A. County Coroner's autopsy report, he was alone and intoxicated in his apartment in Santa Monica on November 12, 1981, when he slipped on a rug, severely lacerating his forehead on a bedside table, and bled to death.
That's not good.
Evidence suggests he was conscious for at least a half an hour, but it's probable he may not have realized the severity of the injury and did not summon aid or was unable to call for help. His body was found 4 days later.
He wasn't in the protocol.
Does it say anything about conspiracy theories on there?
Nope. That was just too drunk and fell down.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
What are you alleging?
That's
nothing.
Something for me to look up.
Nothing.
Hmm.
Was he on the boat when Natalie Wood died?
Maybe.
If I remember, wasn't he?
Well, there was a lot of strange reporting about both of their deaths. Let's put it that way.
Was he on the boat when Natalie Wood?
I don't remember.
I thought he was.
Was it there, Wagner? Right,
Robert Wagner.
Oh,
right, wasn't?
Yeah, it was Robert Wagner.
Because people still kind of go, right. Hey, did you do something?
There were lots of questions about both of them.
And then he went heart to heart. Remember that awful show?
It was Stephanie Powers.
Yes.
And Stephanie Powers also was with William Holden for a decade.
Correct. So that's why there were a lot of conspiracies about what else might have been going on there.
It's like the Blackhawks all of a sudden.
And they both died in very odd ways.
So did somebody like took a machete to his head and then positioned him properly to have fallen on the teak table?
It's possible.
Wow. You learn a lot when you're with a Barry Rosner.
See, that's a good thing. I like when Barry's in. It makes me happy when he's around here.
Really?
Yeah, because he...
it doesn't make Dan very happy.
Are we talking about the same guy?
He's trying so hard to not be here that it ends up being comical.
What do you mean he's trying to not be here?
He can't wait to get out of here.
But he needs the money. I mean, he's got to eventually be here.
I know, but like...
Otherwise, he doesn't get a check.
The meter is running, man. It's running. As soon as Barry walks in the door, the meter is on, and when is 6 o'clock coming?
It depends who you're working with.
This is true. This is true.
What time of day it is, perhaps, yeah. Or what day of the week it is.
I like that Barry, you're supposed to be, this is the time of the year in the radio calendar where you should be as creative as you want to be.
I love working the holidays because you can do anything you want.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't matter.
That's what, like, go do whatever it is you want to do.
And this is kind of, I mean, generally speaking, it's kind of a nice time of year, not with this weather, but people are just dialing it back a little bit. A little bit. They're just a little bit.
It's also if
a little
you
bit
have,
slower.
And kids are on break, so
right.
You don't want to be in the house. You want to get out of the house.
Well, everything was fine. I mean, I was in flip-flops 48 hours ago. I mean, I was in Puerto Rico. So
ooh. Was it great?
That hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts a little.
Well, and what stunk, like what we were talking about, it's like we leave the nicest week in December, like ever,
right.
In Chicago.
And come back to
that. And then come back, and it's like all hell broke
you
loose
still
this
can't
morning.
Complain. The fact that you got back.
It's over. Yeah. It's all well, over. Do you think I was going to complain if I'd have been stuck in San Juan for a couple more days?
How cool is El Morro? How cool is that fortress?
That place was great. I went to Bithorn Field.
Iram Bithorn. Yep.
It's. I snuck in too. Like we, you know, there were people like bringing stuff in because the Puerto Rican League is still going on right now.
Oh, cool.
So got to sneak in there, got some great pictures.
You go to Old San Juan?
Old San Juan all day long.
All the guys used to play winter ball. Everybody wanted to go to San Juan.
You cannot get bad food at Old San Juan either.
Guess what?
So much good food.
I think I'm going to go back because the Pirates are playing the Marlins there at the end of May. And I think I'm going to go back for that because...
Did you try some mofongo?
Yes, absolutely. Some plantains. Had a good time.
Enough garlic to last you a week?
Yes. We ate it up. There's some really like... forward thinking.
Oh, I know.
It's become a very interesting food place. So we tried a whole bunch of stuff and I had a great time. I am happy to be back though.
I know some great Puerto Rican places here.
In Humboldt Park?
Well, one is in Humboldt Park. There's also a location right near me.
Okay.
Why are you happy to be back?
Because there's stuff that I want to do. There's stuff I want to create while I'm on the air, especially in this
All
week.
All right, we'll get out of here. We'll let you do your thing.
Let me create.
Matt Bowen joined us. Zach Zaidman joined us. Barry, thanks for sitting in. Joe Cowley is going to be with me tomorrow. So I'm sure we'll be talking some Bulls after tonight's game.
I'm sure you're going to be talking some White Sox, too.
We'll see.
Just when he starts singing Tony Braxton, just be ready for that.
All right. I can handle Cowley. It'll be fun. So thanks to our producers, Matt Abaticola.
Heads is the call. Heads is the call. It is heads. You want to kick.
We want to kick
off. You're going to receive.
That way.
Which way do you want to receive? Where do you want to receive that? That way? Okay, just like this. New England wins the toss. They elected to kick.
We won. Don't we get to choose?
I have to apologize.
Rick Camp.
I need help all the time. You know, whether they're getting dressed or getting undressed, they always need help.
Really? The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are home Saturday at 7 versus Rockford and Sunday at 4 for the Illinois Lottery Cup. Thanks to everybody for calling in, texting and sexting and tweeting and everything that you did. Cowley and I will be back tomorrow. You got Lawrence for 45 minutes. Then you got Monday Night Football. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
LawrenceHolmes.com is presented by Knaus. Can't beat it. The $95 a month lease offer on a new Hyundai Sonata. Only from Knaus Hyundai. Route 41, Lake Bluff. 847-234-2.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This holiday season, don't miss a second of your favorite shows and stations with the Radio.com app. Offering quick access to over 300 HD radio stations, podcasts, and the latest music news. It's the ideal radio destination for music, sports, news, and entertainment. Go to apps.radio.com today for more information.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through